There are various approaches for engaging in conservation, and one of the most common is really a single species-based approach that focuses on protecting and rebuilding populations of a particular target species that has been identified as having a need. And these often center around charismatic megafauna, large charismatic or attractive animals that draw public attention, the big fuzzy animals that also not only are charismatic but may represent flagship species or umbrella species that, if we can conserve them, also lead to the conservation of many, many other species in their habitat or associated species. Oftentimes, these charismatic megafauna are large animals and sometimes they're predators, which make them keystone species in their community that also regulate many of the other species that depend on them or that they prey upon. And oftentimes, because they're large, they also are endangered for the many reasons we talked about of why large animals are more susceptible, being K-selected, often being the targets of hunters, needing large ranges, etc. So single species conservation approaches based on really focus on protecting, doing whatever you can to protect a particular species. And these include things like parks and reserves, rescue centers or captive breeding sites, bans on hunting or collection, or even harvest quotas if they're not outright bans, and guarding or bodyguarding the remaining populations of these animals.